Amazon VP resigns in protest over treatment of workers, whistleblowers. By Alam Bokhari on May 4, 2020. Tim Bray, a vice president at Jeff Bezos' e-commerce giant Amazon, has resigned in protest of the company's treatment of workers who have criticized the company over inadequate protections against the Chinese virus. In a blog post, Bray aired his dismay at the tech company's treatment of employees who spoke out against the company's handling of the coronavirus. From Bray's blog. Stories surfaced of unrest in Amazon warehouses. Workers raising alarms about being uninformed, unprotected, and frightened. Official statements claimed every possible safety precaution was being taken. Then a worker organizing for better safety conditions was fired. And brutally insensitive remarks appeared in leaked executive meeting notes where the focus was on defending Amazon talking points. Warehouse workers reached out to Eft for support. They responded by internally promoting a petition and organizing a video call for Thursday, April 16, featuring warehouse workers from around the world, with guest activist Naomi Klein. An announcement sent to internal mailing lists on Friday, April 10, was apparently the flashpoint. Emily Cunningham and Marin Costa, two visible leaked leaders, were fired on the spot that day. The justifications were laughable. It was clear to any reasonable observer that they were turfed for whistleblowing. Management could have objected to the event, or demanded that outsiders be excluded, or that leadership be represented, or any number of other things. There was plenty of time. Instead, they just fired the activists. At that point I snapped. Amazon is currently facing multiple inquiries from labor regulators over allegations that it unlawfully retaliated against employees who complained about the company's failure to protect them from the virus. One of the fired Amazon employees, Chris Smalls, spoke exclusively with Breitbart News last week, on a segment of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with Rebecca Mansour. At the beginning of March, we were unprotected, Smalls told Mansour. We didn't have any facial masks, we didn't have any cleaning supplies. We didn't have the right type of gloves that protect our skin. My associates, my employees that I supervised were falling ill in a domino effect, one by one, with flu-like symptoms. Some of them were even vomiting at their stations. After airing his concerns, Smalls was fired before the end of March. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.